We're on the line with Tony Ann Sweeney of the National Weather Service office in Buffalo, keeping track of things overnight. Tony, first, if you could just start us off with what you're hearing about snow totals around western New York overnight.
Yeah, officially here at the Buffalo airport, got 3.5 inches of snow, and that amount looks pretty common across the entire area this morning, generally 3 to 4 inches across all of western New York.
Now, what brought this snowfall to us today?
Well, we had a weather system that moved just to the south of us, brought us a general snowfall, a synoptic snowfall. It wasn't really lake effect snow, and that's why it was pretty much widespread across all of western New York.
Okay, but we still have that winter weather advisory in place until 1 o'clock. What are we expecting for the rest of the day?
Yeah, it looks like the snow is starting to lighten up right now, and we'll see this trend continue through the morning, and we're probably just looking at some leftover flurries by this afternoon. But before we get there, we're going to probably see additional accumulations across the area. The Buffalo metro area probably will see the least, probably looking at about an additional maybe inch of snow this morning. But the areas to the south and east of Buffalo and closer to the Lake Ontario shoreline could see an additional 2 to 4 inches this morning.
Okay, so that's most certainly noteworthy and most certainly will impact the ride around western New York. Maybe, Dow, just moving ahead a little bit, it does, after we had a nice little spell of mild weather over the weekend. What are we expecting? We still have a little more winter coming our way here, or what?
Well, temperature-wise, today, pretty cold. One of the colder days that we've seen in the past couple of weeks. Temperatures only in the 20s today, and wind chills will be in the single digits to near zero. And then tomorrow, looking at a slight warm-up, get back to about freezing for tomorrow, and then near 40 by Thursday. But then after that, much colder air is going to be coming into the area starting on Friday and continuing through the weekend. And it looks like this cold snap, instead of the roller coaster ride that we've been on the last couple of weeks or so, it looks like this cold snap is going to last for at least a couple of weeks, probably into the mid part of February.
A reminder that winter is not gone just yet. Tony Ann Sweeney of the National Weather Service, as always, thanks very much for your time.
Okay, Jay.